The security journalist Brian Rowan joining us now. Where's this at, Brian?
Well, I think as the politics unravels, Stephen, there will be a greater and a sharper focus on that police assessment that has been given by the Chief Constable, George Hamilton. Both what has been said publicly and what has been said privately by police. And I think there are two major bits to this. The commentary and analysis that the IRA remains in some structure. And from the IMC report of September 2008 through to what the Chief Constable said last weekend and what the Garda Commissioner is saying, you know, there is this assessment that the military structures have been dismantled, that, that structure is not there for terrorism or for paramilitary activity. That's one bit. The second bit, which has brought the focus on to this skeleton structure, is the assessment of the Kevin McGuigan murder, in which the police link current IRA members working with others to the McGuigan killing. And I think there's an interesting line, Stephen, in a paragraph written by the IMC back in September 2008, where they talk about these military departments, as they called them, within the IRA ceasing to function, the structural changes that they talked about having a debilitating effect on the organizational capacity of the IRA. Then they went on to say, PIRA is not recruiting or training members, and the membership continues to decline. And I think this is the important part of it now. And there is some issue as to what membership means in the absence of activity.
When was this said?
This is the September 2008 report, where they're making that structural assessment of the IRA.
I'm sorry, Bran, who was making this?
This is the IMC, the Independent Monitoring Commission, their report to the two governments at that stage. And what they're saying there, Stephen, is there is some issue as to what membership means in the absence of activity.
So the unionist parties would have seen that and would have read that too?
Everyone would have seen it. So, but here is the point, Stephen. In the absence of activity, there was no focus on that skeleton IRA structure, little or no focus at all. And what has brought attention to that structure that the Chief Constable says still exists is the Kevin McGuigan murder and his assessment that members of the IRA, working with others, were involved in that killing.
So I get that. But let's separate the two for one second.
Of course.
Is it conceivable, in your view, Brian, that either the Ulster Unionist Party or the DUP, given that IMC report, did not know that the IRA existed in some form?
A bit like no one knowing that there was an OTR issue, Stephen. I think it's not credible that people would not have known that there was a structure of some description out there. And I said for this reason, that there has been reporting well beyond the IRA statement of 2005, which ended the armed campaign, which pointed to the IRA still being out there in some shape or form. And I mentioned some of those things to you. The 2006 report of the IMC, which challenged the report of General de Chastelain that all arms had been put beyond use. Based on MI5 and police intelligence assessments, the IMC was saying that weapons had been withheld from the decommissioning process. I can show you a clipping, Stephen, of a newspaper report in 2007, just before the Sinn Féin endorsement of the new policing arrangements, where the IRA was said to have met in a convention ahead of Sinn Féin making that endorsement of policing.
So all of this the DUP and Ulster Unionist Party would have been aware of, or should have been aware of.
And in 2008, Stephen, there was still a continuing debate about the existence of the IRA Army Council, that long after the DUP and Sinn Féin went into government together. And if you look at the IMC language, Stephen, what they said was that the IRA organization was withering and was falling into disuse. There was never a public statement from the IRA saying that it had disbanded its Army Council. And I heard, you know, some of the commentary yesterday, which was talking about the need for greater clarity, maybe a statement from the IRA at this stage. There is no way the IRA is going to issue a statement, Stephen, because what would that say? It would say the IRA is still there, and the most senior Republicans are saying that the IRA organization has gone away and will not return.
Not according to the Chief Constable.
No, and Stephen, the Chief Constable's assessment, the Garda Commissioner's assessment, is not a shock that there is a structure of some description out there. I think what has brought all of this into much sharper focus and what all of the attention is going to be on now is this assessment from George Hamilton that members of the IRA, working with others, were involved in the Kevin McGuigan murder.
How likely could it be, Brian, that the structure that remains within the IRA is not to press the button for them to engage in violence at any stage, but is to do the opposite, that the structure that remains within the IRA is to stop violence, is to keep some form of discipline so that those former people who wanted to engage in violence are frightened to do so? And is that possible?
And I think the big questions now, Stephen, are in terms of that policing assessment, what is the assessment in terms of those individuals who were involved or who the police believe were involved in the Kevin McGuigan killing? How senior or significant or otherwise are they within the mainstream Republican movement? Who supplied the guns? Who pulled the trigger? Now, I think those are the questions.
What about Brian, Jim Allister's question? How can the Chief Constable say members of the current IRA were involved in the murder and yet the Provisional IRA is no longer engaged in terrorism? How was that murder involving members of the current IRA, not terrorism?
And Jim Allister has a point. George Hamilton describes the killing as a disagreement, a fallout, a feuding within the Republican community after the murder of Jock Davison some weeks earlier. What he is also saying is that he has nothing by way of information or intelligence at this stage to suggest that those individuals who were involved in that killing of Kevin McGuigan were doing so with sanction or authority or direction. Now, there are some people out there who frankly won't believe that, you know, who will say if the IRA was involved, then they had the go-ahead to do it. That will be the suspicion. Yeah.
It is a simplistic question for the Chief Constable, but it's a very important one. How is it not terrorism if current members of the IRA are involved in murder?
Well, I suppose the point that he's trying to make, Stephen, and let George Hamilton speak for himself, is that he is not suggesting that the IRA has any intention of going back to war or conflict or terrorism or the events or the campaign of the several decades of the conflict.
Mr. McGuigan's family would call it terrorism, no doubt.
Oh, of course they will, and some people will, as Jim Allister has said, will say this is a splitting hairs, and George Hamilton lapsing into politics and political pressure. Now he will deny that, of course, but the assessment now that has been made by the police is going to be put under the most intense scrutiny and examination, because it is now played in to that high politics tier, Stephen, and politics is starting to unravel. So does all of this stack up? Let's see what more the police here say in the days ahead. Let's see what more is said by the Garda Commissioner.
Okay.
Let's see what more is said by the Secretary of State.
Brian, thank you very much indeed.